Kwazi wai kwazi wai kwazi wai muri e Zimbabwe yebo 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 mthakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle ndinomgamchira emchirongo chelu chewe chidiki uhlelo The Connection lelami u Mike Hove. Welcome 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 Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today is Tuesday the 29th of October 2019. Nango October sehambile bafethu and I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe muhle ndinomgamchira emchirongo chelu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lelami u Mike Hove. And today is Tuesday the 29th of October 2019. Ishu, the year is gone. Nangu 2019 usambile, useyaphela ngempela. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the current state of the Zimbabwean economy. According to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, the Zimbabwean inflation rate was at 300%. Nyaphinda njalo. 300% in August, and as we speak, the unofficial unemployment rate is at over 90%. We should eneng labantu elizweni abasebenzi within the formal sector. With the price of fuel constantly increasing, which it did again today, country experiencing a cash shortage, the price of goods constantly changing, the unemployment rate being at over 90%, one has to ask themselves, ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo, vechidiki, the youth of the nation, varikurarama sei, baphila njani elizweni, how are the youth surviving in the nation? So tonight I look to hear from you guys, nina mzulukandaba, mtsakazo mohle, Zimbabwe mohle, kuti mpinde mchirongwa, muti udze ukuti imi vechidiki murikurarama sei, titarisa nyaya kuti munyika, mari irungorasa value, munyika, hamuna mabasa, munyika, mari haisi kubatika, munyika, fuel irikuendera mberi ichingokwira. So I look to hear from you, Zimbabwe muhle, especially the nation's youth, ukuthi lubona njani udaba lokhona ekodwini namhla. But first, before we head over to tonight's discussion, let's head over to some breaking news. The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, RBZ, today announced that they will be introducing a new currency, which will comprise of $2 coins and $5 notes, as it attempts to address the cash crisis while stabilizing the exchange rate. VOA's Godwin Mangujga caught up with RBZ Governor Dr. John Mangujga, who had this to say. Take a listen.
Kusa mali itsva kuma banks kuti mari yosangana muchete nema bond notes zvinofamba zvangu zvangafanana zvangu fanana ikare yacho yese chekuti panga panganzi bond panga pasa bond panga vakamudzwa kugora chete ndozvakasaya otherwise kusa mari kuma banks yema coins ma $2 ma pen paper nema $5 kuedza ukisha zvive kuti izvo inflation vakura kwete asi kuti munhu ongane mari yake mubank unogona kudzidhrowa otora iri cash kana kuti aite ma transfers kana kuti aite ma plus money kana kuti aite micro cash. Izvi zvakanaka nekuti izvi mapurizi anobva adzikawo pasi zvino kuti amwani anhu aite basa kutengesa chii mari izvi MPC yaitutumwa zvikona izvozvo. Chechipiri chabuda imomo ndechekuti izvo tiri kuti mainterbank market edu afambe zvakanaka zvava izvo kuti tiri kuti tiise mari foreign currency kuma banks tinotengesa kuma banks at auction price ndokuti chii zvinhu zvakanaka kuma banks ko.
Well, you heard it for yourselves. Zimbabwe muhle lemzwile u RBZ Governor u Dr. John Mangujga esithi kule mali entsha ebuyayo ama $2 coins ama $5 notes kuthiwa ibona njenge RBZ they're looking towards stabilizing exchange rate njalo bakhangela ukuthi izasiza abantu umphakathini ilizwe lonke jikelele nxa sisixoxisana ngendaba zokuthi imali ayisabambeki elizweni. However, whilst on the same discussion on the state of the economy, Zimbabwe muhle, the fuel prices went up once again. I mentioned it earlier on. This is a move that economists say it's going to drive the prices of everything else up once again. Now, this is a notion that the nation's youth are not happy about. They've never appreciated it. VOA's Columbus Mavunga, a couple of months ago, caught up with some youth who had this to say. Take a look.
Huh? chimwe chiri kutatendorera apa chichikwani apa inini ndiri kutambira mari kana kuti whatever zvino ndiri kutambira ini nasi kwanza wana kana mari kuti ndikwanise kutenga chingwa everyday $10 ndiri kutambira $200.
Things are going up every day. The fuel is going up. The prices are going up because the fuel is going up.
That were, those were some youths that VOA's Columbus Mavunga caught up with over time. Now, in August, Mavunga once again caught up with some youth as he did another report of how the economy is affecting the nation's youth. Let's take a look.
This 16-year-old says she has been working as a vendor since her mother died 2 years ago, forcing her to drop out of school. She lives with her 22-year-old sister and earns about $5 a day from her sales.
I do not want to sell stuff here, but I felt I could not force my dad to pay my school fees as he is no longer employed. He is even failing to pay fees for my 12-year-old brother, which I am now doing. I hope my brother makes it in life.
Zimbabwe's Health and Child Welfare Minister, Obadiah Moyo, says the government is working with organizations like UNICEF and charities like Childline to help poor children. Childline says it has seen more children being forced to work as Zimbabwe's economy deteriorates.
But now with the economic challenge, you can imagine in one community where a child has to go and sell Maputi, for instance, and they don't bring back any income because nobody bought from them. Then the parent will then reward those who sold with food, and the one who didn't sell because you didn't bring any money home, so how do you expect to eat? So we're now engaging with parents that you shouldn't punish children by withdrawing food.
In Zimbabwe now, fewer children are able to go to school. Many are like this young girl who has to work to help support her 12-year-old brother and her unemployed father. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
All right, that was Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, who reported from Harare. Limbonulo onkazana umuntu ongisakhula ngempela, very, very young girl, having to take to the streets. Yena, she is now a vendor trying to fend for her family. That is the topic of tonight. Zimbabwe muhle sifisa ukuzwa kini zulukandaba imi vechidiki. How are you surviving munyika mavakona o video yomo vechidiki nayo akati sezvo zvanetsa ndakuitawo basa rekutengesa mumigwagwa. So we're looking to hear from for some vendors, we're looking to hear from some businessmen, we're looking to hear from everyday youth ukuti sizwe ukuti bona baphila njani elizweni. Kodwa lingakhohlwi earlier on I mentioned ukuthi RBZ governor Dr. John Mangujka usanda ukusho ukuthi kuzaba kule mali i-currency entsha ezabe ibuya, but it's going to be equivalent to imali, the one that's already there. So uthi zulukandaba lingasabi ngoba it's going to be at the same rate as the bond, same rate as EcoCash and more. +12024650318 is the number to call if you're looking to join us. To call. That's my WhatsApp number, but if you're looking to call me, you can call me on +12024650318 and +12026192077. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency on 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz with short wave. And on the internet, Zimbabwe Moshe, as we speak, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashana.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and of course www.voandebele.com. So, ngalifisa ubukela kuhlelo lingasaba ubuya khona. Tsakaza muhle Zimbabwe muhle. Makati rachirongwa chini chive chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMichael.
Hey taita, hey ta, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe.
Oh, yeah, man.
Thank you, abontana. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
At Big Mike 3 on Twitter and Instagram, if you're looking to speak to me, go to Lingakhohle ukuthi siyasakaza on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, njalo ku VOA Studio 7. Sakamsa kangani ukushare chirongwa, Lingakhohle ukushare uhlelo ukuze sibukele ngobuningi bethu. Kana mhlawu ophina mchirongwa, mokwanisa unyura number 09 tokufondrai tokupinzai live panepo. Lukona kuti zvatotanga kufaya, vanhu vatotanga kuisa ma comment, abantu ngempela sebeqala ukufaka ama comments. Sibona ukuthi abantu vatsine ma casinetu amathathu. Elliot Mandebele uthi hi, watching from South Africa. Unjani pra Elliot Jurgu famba here. U Vasco usis kona lati msagazi. Gunjani Vasco. U Elson uti masura same koma Maikoro. Ndiri kutera ndrugu mu Johannesburg kuriseko kujozoko. Alon we advisa namanzi. Vanu tatambra vedwe munyika mna mabasa nzara ya pfura. Chisero sezo mitengo yekujga iruta zugungo kwera. U Freddy Martin vaisa namanzi tifondre wo please. Aiwa mkoma Freddy tichakufonerai. U Webster uti vatanga vanu vaya mitengo ichabata denga. Nantu tabalo kone kutwini mtsoka kwa mwuse Zimbabwe mwuse Asi ayok I am my first guest. Onge na yogutelo umnumzana Usame Wadzai. Koma Same zurufambe.
Ndiribo zurise ima na wame wangu.
Aiwa tribo kurise kwa muriko.
Kutatarika kwa Gwadza, nika ya Gwadzai.
Tutanga panyaya yogutu anzu na Dr. John Manguchi kaparuku ya currency nyuan. Murugusu tamira use imi.
Aiwa, dambudziko riripo ndekuti hatisi kudila nema fundamentals. Chii chiri kungoita kuti mari yedu ishaye simba. Chii chiri kungoita kuti vana veZimbabwe vasave netrust nemari dziri kunzi. Nyaya yekuti izvozvo zvokuti mari dzinongounzwa pasina production economy, hapana chatiri kuproducer. Mari yedu haina kana simba takaikombeya nedzimwe mari dzekune dzimwe nyika. Tanzwa vachiti varikuti inenge chingoenderana as 1:1 nemabondi chingoshandirana pamwe chete. Taakukwanisa here kushandisa mari kana ndiri kuSouth Africa. For example, semunhu nyano anoita zveinformal trading. Ndinokwanisa here kundohodha nemari iri kuuyai. Ndomivhunzo muhombe yatinida kunzwisisa. Kana vachiti iri pa1:1 tinokwanisa here kubuda nayo kuenda kune China nemabhondi wavo pamwe chete tichikwanisa kundohodha tichiunza mari tichiunza zvinhu zvedu zvatoda kutengesa ani makwestions iwayo haana kuanzika. Tangonzwa kungoti mari yakuunzwa toda kuwedzera mari tinokwanisa kubudisa mari mumabhengi. Asi mari yayo yatinokwanisa kushandisa kune dzimwe nyika sezimbu ratagara tiziva remakore apfuura.
Tochibata nyaya yekuti imi I know kuti the executive director of sangano rinechinangwa chokubatsira vanhu vaita basa rokutengesa mumigwagwa. Today we're looking to talk towards the youth, and it seems as though more than 90% of the youth are working within the informal sector, and one of those being vendors. Now, how everything seems to be in tatters in the country when we're talking about the current state of the economy. How are the youth surviving?
Very difficult, my brother. We are in a very, very, very difficult situation. I mean, everything is not working. People are struggling to have even a single meal a day. You have to appreciate to have such years and stuff. So, I mean, the youth is an argusambura to just to get married in Kingdom Town, can I down the heaven, but you know, it's a very difficult thing to do. So, I mean, things are tight. I call upon my authorities to make sure that they correct the situation. They genuinely put in place policies, interventions to correct the situation. This is getting out of hand, and people are very angry about what is happening. It's very important that we begin to see seriousness. Isusu chatiri kungoda semayuti ndechekuti let's address my fundamentals. Ezvinhu zviri kuita kuti ikonomi yedu irambe ichidonha. Corruption, mismanagement, you know, looting that you are seeing on a daily basis, Ringo report on my newspaper, and we are not seeing any action insofar as the government you know, is concerned in trying to deal with the corruption at Ringo Ramnika. So let's address the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. Let's engage my youth. Todao kuping down my decision making processes. We've got problems that we are a very educated lot. We are there, we are ready to assist to correct the situation. But what are we having? We're having the government that is so adamant, so arrogant. There is no effort whatsoever to engage the youth there. But we are saying we are there, we want to engage. Even decision, we are going to the street to sell tomatoes, to sell airtime, so that we can look after our children. The commitment is that we really want to make things work. Mm-hmm. We don't want to go the violent route. We want things to work. So it's an opportunity for the government to realize that there is a committed citizen that is able, that is willing to come on the table and to assist in the correction of the challenges that we are facing at the moment.
Now, Mkoma Samo, you mentioned the issue of corruption. Some would argue government actually has tried, they're taking strides towards fixing the issue of corruption. Not so long ago, Tatina Minister Akasungwa, of course, she's out on bail. I see, is that not an initiative? You're going to say, Iwa, Urumenda is going to talk about
war. No. We don't want piecemeal, interventions, my brother. Mm. You know, corruption is zero. Mm. Every day, upon a day, I want to read a newspaper in Zimbabwe. Corruption. So and so is being accused of corruption.
Mm.
But the question is, what has happened? And here, number is from Jeremy corruption.
Mm.
Here, number one, you have been found guilty and within the 10 years, Mujere because of corruption. No one, none. And the following day, we've got many examples. So we are saying, can I double blame your corruption in this country? Let's have people arrested and so that we set an example. Really, if you engage in corrupt activities, if you disturb the economy, you will be arrested and you'll be convicted in gender and you rot in jail. We want to see my examples as soon as I got it. But it's not happening at the moment. Mm-hmm. What we are saying is that let it be not political gimmicking. Let it not be kuvara vana veZimbabwe. We know Tazangwara Kutosia, Zurgutita, Panama, Marakuba, and Varu Protector, namely the highest offices. Mm-hmm. The highest offices should be on the forefront of ensuring that. Lighter looting, lighter corruption, one of Variwa, Totos won out Iowa, Mutumida to Batu out of Variwa. Did my resembles are going to have a corruption to Nomaziva, and we expect those people to be arrested and truly be convicted of agenda major.
All right, Regain Bate Pamromo, Mkoma Samuel, Titanga, and Ruguns on the Terry, Wango Tanga, Arupina Nasim Churong was a Nubate Pamromo, those of Comrades.
Thanks.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Mnumzana Sama Wadzai. He is the executive director of an organization that targets towards ukuthuthukisa ikakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo abakumsebenzi wokuthengisa emgwaqweni ngesingizi sithi ama-vendors. Kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi nginomlaleli wokuqala ongenayo kuhlelo ndikuzondela umthereri wokuthangara kuphinda mjirongo kakhola umthereri singenele kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo ngibani okhona ecingweni. Kola mtere dar par nare liani?
Hello.
Yebo, mama, how are you?
I'm fine, magani zeni.
I wa tiripo, arpar nare apa liani?
I'm Miss Madunge from Triangle.
Mrs. Ani?
Madunge from Triangle.
Oh, kuri se kong Triangle, my Madunge.
Hii, tambuane nzara mkong.
Hmm. Murukurarama sei ko munyika ndiro handikutobvunza munhu wese nhasi tirikunzwa kuti zvinhu zvese zvirikuenda kumawere nhasi fio yakuira
ndikuona kana richiropinda mufoni wongoto ignore because kushopu kwacho hakusi kutomboendeka
zvino ndirikunzwa kuti mune mwana uyu ari kumashure murukurarama sei mwana muri kumuprovidera sei
mwana tazwa nekutowacha kutodhadha matisheti ana baba chitopfekedza because mapamba acho achatengeke apa manepi nepi rimwe rotorwa na $50. Saka unita zekutopfekedza hembe zvaimbeitwa kudhara nanambuya nehanda zvese.
Zvino tudzeiwo ndimuzvare here kana ndimai mandongi?
Ndimai madhinzi.
Mai matutudzeiwo ka zvino nyaya yogadziriswa sei sezvo munhu wese tina vawadzai vari panhare navo vari kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Munhu wese aringopinda pachirongwa anenge arimochema chema achiti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Zvino nyaya yacho inogadziriswa sei?
Kuzvigadzirisa mukoma titoshayiwo tichozvigadzirisa sei.
Hamuna here chivimbo chekuti hurumende, nekuti hurumende iri kuti iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa?
Regai timbomira tinoti kana zvikagadziriswa tinokwanisa here kupinda muchitoro nokuti zvokwadi. Tawa nekutambura zvimwe zvombodawo muchimbozvionerawo, because kamukanguva tichita zvekutaura kudai nechingoti vanhu vekuzimbabwe vandawana kutikumbira mari izvokare. Saka tombozvisa kuna mwari nekuhurumende kwacho timboiona, because izvozvi zvitupa takasendeisa mwana wamai takatopasawo zvisingaiti, asi takangogadzika pasi madiploma nemadigiri.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa nhende mama.
Zvakanaka ii.
Alright, todzokera kuna vawadzai. Mukoma Samu muripo parunhare? Mukoma Samu? Manzwa muteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa ii. Hanzi madegree zvese tatoisa pasi nekuti hazvichabatsire. You're working with a mass amount of young people who have qualifications that are beyond ana doctor. Vakutoita basa rekuti nekuti zvinhu zvanetsa, regai ndipinde mumugwagwa ndombotengesawo ka airtime ndingoisawo kamari $2 muhomwe. I know that you know there's been so many reported cases where young people are going out there in the streets and they're selling, or they're not making money, they're not making ends meet. Now kana uchibuda mumugwagwa iwe uri kutengesa matomati panapa next door neighbor naye ari kutengesa matomati, mese mabuda end of day maita $1, vanhu vari kuzviitawo sei vechidiki, especially vechidiki? Tamboisawo video yeumwe wechidiki anga achiti ane 15 years, akati baba ngavambomira nekuti basa vashaya, regai ndichibuda ini pache zvangu ndombosiya zvechikoro ndoenda ndonotengesa. Vanhu vari kuzviita seizvo.
And you know what is so disturbing ndezvekuti taita decision iyoyo kuti no, things are not working. Yes, I obtained a degree. Yes, I'm a holder of a master's degree. But because there is no formal, there is over 90% unemployment, 95% unemployment in formal job market. Taita decision, not let me go and join the informal sector. Would the same government, through my councils, iri kuti teerera matrix, ichitora zvinhu zvatiri kutengesa, you know? Vachideclare zvatiri kuita kutraya kurarama kwacho as illegal, kuti nzendi is illegal. How do you criminalize raramo yevanhu? Vanhu vadecide no, let's go into the street and try to survive. My youth are decide vaenda pachikona apfekawo matomasi ake, but the same government is following us in the street. They are confiscating our wares. You know, they are coming, they are beating us people. And vamwe vanorohwa vozondofira kumajere. People are trying. We are trying to survive. What do they want us to do? So that my first point, I still go back to the first point, is that kana vafaila, we have got a very educated, you know, youth population in this country with a lot of commitment to have things solved. Things I want my youth leaders muma positions yekuti vabatsire vana mangudla avo vari kuuya nemazeri funny decision, vaise mapositions yekuti vagadzirise the situation, because I mean people, these are committed, you know, it's our future that is at stake here. We are committed to contribute to the correction of the current situation. That's the first point. Then the second point is that we need to deal with the politics that is Dominica. Toxic. Zokuti winner takes everything. Have you found it? We need to unite the people. Electoral system yedu isusu haisi kushanda. You have the population yokuti vamwe vanoti tinoda uyu. Almost half half. If you look at the outcome of the previous election, yanga iri half half. But how do you have the same group or one group ndoriku represent the interest of families? Let's have everyone achiuya patable tichibatsirana kugadzirisa machallenges atiri kusangana nawo munyika. Politics dzedu dziri toxic, politics dzedu dziri divisive, and we need people to get united to have their favorite vavane stake vachiuya patable vachibatsira you know, to correct my challenges that now. Then the last point that now, as long as the government, which it has been, is going to consult my citizens, that's not buying my citizens, that's not confidence in my citizens, that's not going to happen to Buddha. The deficit of confidence in the government at the moment. This is another announcer, new current. But Ukateria, Mataura, the majority of them, they are Stombushandi. The writer of Stombushandi. However, people don't have confidence in the policies of the government because Arkitua Mjikona Mjivandi, you know, when one of the people who are out of cities, why are you doing it? Why are you not taking your people on board? Why are you not including your people, my policy, you know, changes among Kuta? The answer is zero. So as long as work with us, not one day, personal, kutanga ba wana confidence, nema citizens. Zungu nongo fail. I can assure you, Maria va introduce today within the next month or so. Ine ngongo fana na nema bondi because bana wana confidence na yo. Bana chai reject ya. I mean, kutewe zaudaro ni ya inflation. I'm not an economist, but sure pati na zaga kiga previously, and we are. We are almost likely to face the same situation.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, "Pamro Montoro, mo guest on our pinam chongwa." E na jumbo kumbro jumbo bata uparnare. Tizo kuti guest on go jipira noti yanet.
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe. That was Mnumzana Samo Wadzai. Go to angezo kuti nilomlaleli. I hear I have a collecting money. Kola kola mtere. Aru pinam chongwa. Ubano collecting money. Kola. Hey, Mkoma Felix, juru kwambe.
Mwishe, mwutora, nezi, maricha,
Hongu, tipe ima onreng.
Nini maonera angu, tinopana kuti isusu, tite kuti mario, isha andi. Mario, esika sashanda, wanu, arkuta mbutika. Vanhuari munyika, vanhuari mugovernment havape vakatambudzika nekushaika kwemari ivo zvese vanozviwana. Saka isusu tisiri mugovernment ngatitraye kutsvaga dzimwe nzira dzekuti tinoenda nekunze kwegovernment kuti zvinhu zvisenze. Muenzaniso wandingaapendewe kuti vanhu vanochaja ma30% vaivai. Kuna ita ukonekta cash, eko cash. Mapesende jayae. Kwee, kwa ndaka nzwa, andiseo di batire ete. Kuna kwa Zimbabwe che. Kwa kuna kuna kuchati, mapesende chipakati. Kuna chita kutenga. Kume kwee, kwa unoke kuru zihonzi. Kushandi sekati, kutusabati rima chachi. Kwa hizi, chingwa itika Zimbabwe che. Chinoreva kutinevanu, edwoe Zimbabwe. Hafana nane urumende ya wari kushora, wane makaru. Saka hakuna kwa tinoenda, kana mnumu na achiti kiyo wakatira munu, 30% kuno, kukokosho, government. Mimi mchita shakafana.
Ayo watakunza, wakanaka Mkuma Felix. Ndiyo sena shukuru neku pina mchirongo andesi.
Maita baza, mpura ya nesa pa harari, hapundaka mbapu. Ngawa ya uonezwe kuita, because I remember mamu suri waka mbota uranezwe mpura, una year 2000, which means it is, urumende yetu ili 19 years behind, panya ya demura iti. Tambu ziko ya urumende waka gagira demura ita uwa mna 2000, ita nambu kukure mpura maharari.
Aiwa, Mkoma Felix, sakunza waka nakare, guys, toro wango wa teri wa dopi na mchirongo andesi. All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Felix Mlaluetu. Yena, he's in Zimbabwe. Yena, he highlighted a lot of things. In Teokala, he came in and he was firing at the new currency that has come in. Felix says, Abantu must make this currency work. Uta Zulugandaba, please, please, let's make it work. Uta Yenu Hulumende, if he can't make it work, Tina Njenga Zalanda, Zimbabwe, Mele, Sibonuzi, Intele, Ingasuranjan. Upindawa Patutaba, my lang, a confidence. Uzi Abantu should be confident in the money. Upindawa Patutaba, Yalo, Utaba Loma, price controls. This is die. Inkosagalo, Abantu, please, whoa. Stop it. But as soon as you get to a more civil one, can I wish hello in a utin what I will connect with you? I hear with I have perseverance in Yati. My Yati Unyanisis.
Hello.
Njani? Hayi ngiyaphila, wena njani?
Hayi, siphilile. If you'd like to make a call, happen.
Ngibona ngani kulo muntu? Okay, usakhona ecingweni sisi?
Yeah, ngikho.
Ah, okay, bengicabanga ukuthi ngiwodrop leyo. Right, udaba lukhona egudwini uluzile sisi. First question I guess I want to hear from you is namhla vele sivuke another decision made by uhulumende bathi bazalethi kule currency entsha ebuyayo. Nina njengabantu abasakhulayo ikakhulukazi abaphila kobulawayo likuthatha njani lokho?
Sivile sivi i-currency le entsha ebuyayo kodwa okuyisimanga ukuthi u-affecta ama-youth ikakhulu ngoba akulatshintsho oluzayenzakala njalo siyafisa ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabe ama-youth ayaphiwa ama-income generating projects izimali bafundwe kwenzeka ukuthi labo babe part and parcel of i-economy yonale.
Now you heard umnumzana uFelix engena kuhlelo and the first thing he highlighted was abantu should be confident in the money. Do you not feel like that's an important part of making the money work?
Yes, confidence iyadingakala kakhulukazi. Njalo lokuthi siyamukele.
Yeah. Hayi, siyakuzwa ma. Right, so asizweni ke awusitshele ke kuhlelo okwamanje silo mnumzana uSamuel Wadzai, yena he works with young people who are vendors elizweni. Bengimbuza because khanya ngani akulento esebenzayo elizweni, umnotho welizwe ulokhu ukuqhubekela phambili day by day ugugudeka. Wena njengomuntu osebenzayo labantu abasakhulayo, awungitsheleke ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo ikakhulukazi kobulawayo baphila njani?
Abantu abasakhulayo ikakhulu mangikhayele ku-girl child balama problems inkinga ezikhona ongangukuthi kulama early marriages ngenxa yesimo somnotho they are forced ukuthi banjani bangene kuma early marriages le prostitution so bonke khona lokho le crime kuyabayenza ingani babe balulazeki
Well, I was just about to ask ukuthi yona isimo somnotho njengoba siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka and imisebenzi elizweni akula eningi labantu baku informal sector, how is this affecting i crime rate ikakhulukazi kobulawayo?
Crime rate iyakhula ngoba vele abantwana iontanga kakhulu akula abalanto zokwenza. Siyacela ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabe i-government or i-private sector ama-stakeholders angenele ekupheni ama-youth okungama-projects ufunda izimali ukuthi mhlawumbe laba baziqalele okwabo kokwenza okungezandla kusebenza imisebenzi yezandla.
Hayi, wathi ngikubamba umlomo kancane manyathi ngithatha omunye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo and then I'll come back to you, angathi?
Ngiyabonga.
Right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Perseverance Nyati. She is a member of the Bulawayo Residents Association. Go Bulawayo, obviously. Asi, ngachwone yuk tuvanu, warukuti chiko pa social media and then tutoro umuo guest arukupi na mchirongwa. Mkoma webstands, watanga wanuvaya mtengo ichabata denga. Demshi mukariri abati twabam. Tuwabamu kuma Demshi. Anzi na Ignatius Murusei wa Shamarewe Studio 7 pangwene wa Tereri kuma TV. Anzi kwa Muri Koko ndino ndrukukonai. Ndri pa Anzi pa Mozambique. Bondia Ignatius, bondia. Nika aruti Pretoria. Anzi apana chino vapa new currency. Anzi apana chino kubuda. Kuraone vati kwazwai Big Mike. I'm watching you pa Studio 7 Live Talk. Now ndri pa Lanseria Airport ku South Africa. Kuraone nya kwa mgele kushelo. Finos vati watching you from Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe. Put Finos unjani uchimi uti nifondre yo mkoma. Aywa vaisa number. Tishakufondre yo mkoma msearch ke. Umati ndikuti new currency aishani kana kusina mabasa. Yanzi na yo futi aripa Mozambique. Memorial ungo anzi nibate yo nasi please. Nibate yo ndipo fungwa zangwari ku South Africa. Kesko munsanga anzi new currency .. Good idea. Aywa, Zimbabwe omuhle, nantu tabulu kone kutwini, asizweni ukuthi abantu bathini ekhasini lethu ele VOA Ndebele. Ku VOA Ndebele kulo mnumzana Mathema uthi hello, futhi mathema unjani uClemens uthi ngilalele ngikhona apha eGoli kwele South Africa ukuthi ngizwe ukuthi imali entsha iyesa ngempela ngempela lokhu kuliqiniso earlier on we played it bite eka RBZ direct governor Dr. John Mangujka esithi yebo ngempela imali entsha iyeza kodwa izaba 1-to-1 nge bond note ukuthi akuzabuya ngama $2 coins njalo ama $5 notes. Sitshele umbono wenu mayelana ngodaba lukhona egudwini namhla mthwakazi omuhle +1202465-0318 WhatsApp lakho njalo ngixhuma live ecingweni ku +1202619-2077. But let me head over to my other guest ongenayo kuhlelo ari kuthi joiner nasi ngijirongwa vari ku ikoko ku Zimbabwe ku Harare. Right, ongenayo kuhlelo thinzo ukuthi ndiyani ari popa rinare kola kola mthelela ari pa rinare ndiyani.
Hayi, Tawanda Chikosi.
Eh, mkoma Tawanda, zviri kufamba.
Mose mkoma Mike, how's everything going?
Hayi, wa, bo, mototudza imi kwamuri kuZimbabwe ikoko.
Ah, kuZimbabwe tiri kungoshingirira mkoma.
Ndotanga kai mkoma
ndakakukurira nokupfurira mberi ya.
Ndakaona kazvabaka posta pa Facebook muchiti mazovhura ka bureau de change, saka totanga toti makorokoto am shop.
Hayi, wa, tinoda kutenda Mwari.
Mkoma, nyayini mumgango nasi, ndikurukura nevechidiki vanoita mabasa akasiyana siyana. Vazhinji vari kuchema-chema vachiti mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika haasi kuvafadza zvechokwadi. Hanzi munyika muna mabasa 90% vari kushanda muinformal sector. Imi seumwe wevechidiki anenge ari kubudirirawo ari kuitawo zvinodadisa. Tiudzeiwo maonero venyu pamusoro penyaya yatinayo nasi.
Munoziva zvishuwa mukoma Mike, the reality iri paground ndeyekuti zvishuwa zvina is not so good. Particularly for the young people, nekuda kwekuti ma expectations vekomana nevasikana vechidiki tichikura nezvatinenge tichitarisirawo kuti nyika iti provide particularly our homeland hazvisiri izvo zvatirikuita se zvatirikuwana. But I think one of the major issues there is I would like to come from a very controversial point of view, a very contrarian way of looking at things. I think one of the major challenges there at we are not trained for this kind of an economy. We are not educated for this kind of an economy. Isusu takango kura tiri in an economic or an educational system ya itarisira kuti tizo kwa nso kutraiva na kubudirira kana zvinjese zviri normal. But now because we suddenly face ourselves with a very abnormal situation, we are neither equipped nor educated for this kind of an environment. Hence the greater challenges we now have takajara kuda kungetire within the formal sector. Ma skills yedu, education yedu, zvese zvayaitipa growing up, even our own upbringing within our parents and our societal structure, ndeyekuti tichikwanisa kupfuurira mberi in an economy iri stable where things are okay, which is formal. But now all of a sudden we find ourselves in a very informal economy where we a different set of skills are required and we have none, or it's just a very fraction of our youth population that have got skills and can survive within the informal sector. So I think no challenge will be yet in life. The reason Pepe and Nanchiti, I will come up with a very controversial factor. Meaning I was convinced at a tender age, Kuti, there is what we call the 80-20 rule. And then the funga utishinoshanda zwakanyanya, especially helping young people, patavi regime, the economy that we have, because the responsibility to either make our success or failure in this environment lies mostly entirely with us. So the 80-20 rule says, 80%, your success, 80% is determined by you. Then 20% is attributable to the environment. Zimbabwe is only contributing to only 20% of either success or failure of each and every one of us. The reason being, how we respond to that environment, to that 20% contribution, those may basa stereko kupfuura what the environment is throwing at us. So if I'm issues are kawanda for a lot of young people, it's easy to continually complain. Which is quite true, and the things could be done better. But at the same time, that's the reality on the ground. Every day you have to wake up, you have to survive, you have to plan for a future. Environment, so it then lies back to us as young people to say, okay, this is what we have. This is the card we've been dealt. And is it? If everything goes normal, to 2023. Tukuramba chikura, 2023 makoranga chwezera. Saka, it's up to us here, you know, to actually think, okay, now that's the environment, how do we thrive? How do we survive? How do we plan for a future? Saka, shift yakuitika on us more than it is happening in the economy or in the environment. So I think I'm throwing out a challenge to young people out there to say, guys, look, zviri ground no reality report. It may take a lot of time kuti zvichinje, ende zvikachinja, there's no guarantee yekuti zvikachinja zviri kuchinja for the positive. It could remain the same or it could even get worse. No one knows. There are no guarantees for change that comes in the future. But I think chinja kanyanya kukosha is to focus on ourselves. Are we equipped? Are we skilled enough? Do we need new skills? Because it is different, you know, once we are to thrive in this environment. Let me give you an example, Mkoma Mike, and some other people who are listening. Magambo zvona here kuti informal sector ya tiri izvezvi vanhu vanogona basa remaoko, they thrive better. You say my mechanic, I find my mechanic is doing much better than vanhu vakaita degree accounting. You may find vanhu vanoita my carpenters, my shop fitters, you know, my welders, people who can do practical stuff, you know, they are thriving a little bit better than vanhu vane more of the intellectuality stuff. So there may be a need to upskill yourselves or to learn new skills or to upgrade, you know, the kind of education we have that is now relevant to the sector. You're informal.
And then I'll come back to you because there's another question that seems to be boiling that I'd love to hear your take on, and it.
Sure.
All right. Zimbabwe Motion News. Ukuthi nilomunye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo. Khola Mthereri. Ariphari nani ndiyani?
Hello.
Yebo, bhuti, unjani?
Ndivinani, Magadino.
Aiwa, tinani, Ariphari nani ndiyani?
Ndifini ya Simango.
Va Simango. How are you, Mr. Simango?
Ndivinani, hangu. Magadino, muruku.
Ndizvo, muri kutifonera muri kupi?
Ndiri kuchikombedzi.
Aha. Right, saka baba tudzeyo maonero enyu pamusoro penyaya tinayo. Nhasi tiri kutema nyaya mbiri. Nyaya yekutanga hanzi naRBZ governor Dr. John Mangudya pari kuya mari nyowani. Kune vateereri vapinda vakati amana, we should be confident mune mari yedu, tione kuti mari inokwanisa kushanda. Nyaya yechipiri ndikuda kudzwawo kune vanhu vechidiki vese vari kurarama muZimbabwe kuti vari kurarama sei, sezvo mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika hana kumira mushe. Ngatinzwe kuti noti.
Chokwadi, ndi haide kumbo tindira wapane wa taura hawa kutu. Hei, mare hongo waka zira hawa ino buda. Waipanisa kuti wa urumende edu ikulukura lena wachamisa. Tiono kone zinani. Hei, mare hizi, zitori sure. Zino beke, rakungo budise zimare zizika zanji. Tupata orirane, paone te kutonga bakanaka. Kunuja kuti vanane vadereki, tigare bakanaka. Tiri mudambudziko guru rakanangana nemagariro nemishando nemarodhi nemakliniki. Hazvina zvinobetsera kungounze mari vanhu takagara tiri mukati mezvara. Nzara hombe inode zvaiita kuti vamunangagwa vabvume kutaurirana nemukomana vawirirane. Ndiwo kuti tigare zvakanaka. Ndiwo kuti nemari iyoyo yavanoparura iyo ione kushanda.
Aiwa,
toenda pamabasa, mabasa muno mamuna vanhu vagara. Vashoma vari kutoshanda vavavo, vari kutobudawo pamabasa vokuda kukushaipa kwemari. Mari yavo haichatengi. Hatina zvitinoshandira, kwakugara kuende kudzimba koone mhuri, kotonetsa nekuda kwemabhazi.
Vasi Mango, hurumende iri kuti iri kutora matanho aripo ekugadzirisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika, mungatii nazvo? Muri kubvumirana nawe?
Kupedza nguva kukake dehereshindiko. abana zinobuda kunze kwokugara pasi touyirana tese ionesu ndokuti zviro zvinaki inono kuti ukazvitaura uri pachena watoenda ukazvitaura uri pachena watoenda azvishandi
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka vasimango tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongwa angeti
ndinobongawo mamboti bata nhasi
chirongwa ndechenyu baba mudzoke next week
zvakanaka
Right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Mnumzana Sema Ngo, Uti Abantu kumele bakhulumisane so that they make it work. As one Mnumz Abantu Matsini, a cousin letter in a VOA Studio 7. And in a memorial, a Ungwe, Ndibateo Nas, please, Ndibateo, Ndipeo Fungwa Zangu, Paisa, Namba Yake, Iwa, Natara, na producer, Tronum, Anko, Zangu, Fondra, Ere. Poma posaru kutanzi watching you from Mutare, Kuruseko kwa Mutare uko. Anzi na Morris, people should be confident in the new currency for it to work. Most important part. Anzi na Rashford, it is going to be backed by what? At what Zim dollar. Asindukuzo wandine umuwa mterere, nyezo kutu nilomu nyumlalele unge na ugushelo. Kolo kolo mterere, arupinda pachurongwa, ukonekti mwenye mbae.
Hey, hello.
Yes, papa, zirufamba.
Fakai baba marwadzo
muri kutopinda ne energy yakatodhamba mudhara zvokutoratidza kuti aiwa zvina kumira mushi
kutoni tajaiko chaiko nemamira zvakaita 70 diki
tiudzewo maondo enyu mukoma trust
ndikuona pane pandamboona hangu panews ipapa chinzi pavhika rekuteera panopa sakaintroduswa yatingati new currency pachirungu
hongu tatomhuisawo kaclip ka RBZ governor Dr. John Mangudya vachinyatsotsanangura kuti zvechokwadi pari kuya currency nyowani ine chinangwa chekubatsira nyaya yecash crisis uyezve kustabilize exchange rate yepa interbank
ya nchandiri kuona zvafanana nemoto unobvira kauzi kuti moto uyu uri kubvira but vanhu vari kuda kundodzima nepetro kana kuti dizili kana parafini saka handingaoni mafungiro angu handingaoni kuti kubudisa nyokarenzira ingakwanisa kuti upfumi hwenyika hugadzikana asi zvinokwanisa kutozopedzera zvawedzera zvatowedzera zvatipinza mumatambudziko sechidiki mangwana zvinourayira mangwana redu uyezve zvichauraya futi vamwe vasati vazvarwa kuteera futi pane ramangwana ravo nokuti upfumi hukangwera hwafa zvinoreva kuti munyika medu hatisisina indastry mabasa akusisini
aiwa takunzwai mukoma trust tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa modzoka next week handisi
ya ndinotenda
Right, Zimbabwe Muhle, as one tabantu vatini kukasi letu, ele VOA ndebele, unesisa tuwe uti unjani msagazi, imali leyo ebo yayo, yi real money o yi paper nje, uti uyavuga inisela yi value, hai? Zabona ngokuhambisana kwesikhathi nesisa kodwa yena u-RBZ governor uthi hayi ule themba lokuthi it's going to work it's going to work it must work namazwi kavice president u-general Chiwenga kodwa let's go back to umnumzana vachikori mukoma tawanda zvirufa muchiripo parinare right you're also besides opening the bureau de change you're also a tech entrepreneur that's correct
That is correct, sir.
Now, as an entrepreneur, how are you taking in the announcements made in by the RBZ governor saying that, well, there's going to be a new currency coming soon? How is that something that you entrepreneurs are taking in?
It's very difficult to think that any difference, really, with what's already there, because what we're already using is some form of surrogate currency. So I don't see much of a difference anyway, because when you start speaking of currency, you also need to start speaking of the fundamental, you know, economic principles that need to be in place for there to be a strong introduction of a strong currency or stability of an introduced currency. So we still don't have or we still don't see the same fundamentals that need to be there. Even the current finance minister, before he became finance minister, these are some of the things that he alluded to. He was actually in opposition to the introduction of a new currency before all the economic fundamental you know, mentors have been made or put in place, only to see them introducing another, you know, form of surrogate currency and, you know, doing away with the multi currency regime before the fundamentals have been put in place. So at the end of the day, we now have a result of a very highly devalued currency, which is currently operating now in some terms referred to as a surrogate currency. But it's one and the same thing, really. You know, new currency is just a different way of speaking of the same thing. That's the view, the now, practical view of how we look at it.
Nkoba tawanda, tichitarisa nye uti nye mari mwenyeka aiskubatika. That's why the RBZ governor is saying, waruku unza currency nyuanu, kutinyasu gazirisa nye ma challenges, waruku tarisa nye vanu, pato tarisa nye cash. One, mari aiskubatika. Uye, foreign currency yacho uzekari aiskubatika. Where do you guys, for example, people like you who are now opening Bureau de Changes, fit into this whole system towards, I guess, attempting to fix it?
Okay. Foreign currency, aiskubatika, performer market, I guess. But in Mulan, you see, if you look at the my foreign currency inflows in Zimbabwe, you may be surprised to learn that maybe diaspora remittances are probably the largest foreign currency source for the country. So meaning to say, you know, people get money from their, you know, relatives out there in, outside the country, but because they don't have faith in the banking system because of what has happened before, they keep Mariavo Kuzimba, they keep the money on them, and they change it as and when they want to use it. So they are not putting it into the formal sector, into the banking sector, which allows it to circulate within the economy. Because once you put it in there, you have got no guarantee. Actually, the guarantee that you have, you might not see it again in the form Yawaisa. So people prefer to then just keep it because they don't trust the system. Saka, I'm on formal market, but informal market, like in the hands of the individuals, and they would, if the Beirut changes, start offering rates are, you know, favorable or are competitive to what is being offered on the black market. People come and change Mariavo because at the end of the day, they want to buy goods and services for them to be able to survive. So one of them will change Mariavo, you know, and then get the local contingent, or whatever they need to pay in the local currency. So I would like to put an argument to one of them.
I want a guy to do it. Mkoma Samo, vanoti ne maundreny. Mkoma Samo, muchiripo parnare. Mkoma Samo, wazai, muchiripo parnare. Oh, and who's out? Mkoma Samo, wa dropper. As the news, umanyati, and utin, what's about, okay. What in Kalim Tatum Laleli, and then in Zahamba, go manyati. Ndugu on the terrery, kola kola mterrery, on Ganao Gushelo, are parnare in there.
Yebo kunjani?
Ngiyaphila mama wena unjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Mbani okhonekthe ngwena?
Caroline.
Hawu mama oy unjani?
Ngiyaphila unjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila kunjani kwele South Africa?
Nayi ku right.
Nantu daba likhona ekudwini mama, awusitshela umbono wakho. U-RBZ governor uthi hayi kule mali entsha ezayo. Wena uthini ngalokho?
Ngayi amanga lihlaza athe joko lawo. Yiphi leyo mali ezayo? Izanceda ngani leyo mali?
Bathi bona
imali or yimali or libhondi lona leli iphephe lingalancedo elingaphumeli kwamanye amazwe.
Manje mamoyo kuzasebenza njani njengoba abantu bangamthembi uhulumende?
Vele kasimthembi uhulumende, anti uyadla yena le muli zakhe bayasutha thina siyadubela. Vena ngeke size simthembi. Kahle kahle vele mnanga kwa kahlale phansi akayekela che phansi. Or else nxa kusehlula kuyabe hlula ukusilizwe le phela amazwe lawo mabili vele kuyabe hlula ukuthi bawavuze. Selafi ilizwe elalilihle, ilizwe elaliyisiphala se-Africa yonke jikelele. Namhlanje sesiyinhlekisa ebantwini bonke. Usuze sesaba lokuthi ukhulume utshela abantu ukuthi wena ubuya eZimbabwe. Ngeqiniso ngeqiniso vele kuyayangisa kabayekele bethiye phansi. Akambe umnotho wonke lo ogcwele elizweni uyangaphi? Uyangaphi?
Uke wakhuluma labantu abasakhulayo abaphila eZimbabwe na?
abaphila eZimbabwe bayadubeka bayadubeka. I was talking to uSiswami engitshela ukuthi ngikhona ngelanga uthenga ama-light $100 our last lelanga elilodwa. Kuyini khona lokho sure i-$100
manje njengoba isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili siguguteka, i-$100 uyithola lapho sisi?
Yikho phela engikutsho khona lokhu ukuthi uyazisebenza, uyazama ukuthi azisebenzi, kodwa leyo mali vele ayisayenzi lutho, ayisayenzi lutho.
Hayi, siyakuzwa.
Ayisayenzi lutho. Kambe akungitshela ukuthi ongikhona ngapha. Mina futhi inye into emalisa kakhulu ukuthi ngikhona thina abantu kodwa siyadubeka. Just like kuthange laphana kuyenzwa nge-Friday kuze kwenziwe i-demo leyana eyokuthiwa khona kakukhutshwa ama-sanctions. Abantu begcwele e-stadium bethengelwe okungama-pieces kwenyama. Konke okungama-pieces kwenyama kuyimalini i-stadium sonke sonisana kuthengwe ngemalini. Kwehluleka ukuthi kuthengelwe abantu imithi ezibhedlela, abantu bayafa ezibhedlela ngenxa yokuthi kungkhona bona bayakwazi ukuthi nxa bengagula bahamba beemazweni. Thina-ke izihlobo zethu esingakwanisi lokuthi kungkhona zichaphe ziye emazweni ngokushwela i-passport ukuthi kungkhona kula phepha lokwenza i-passport.
Hayi,
bazaphila bona bodwa ezweni lona leliyana. Thina sesifelwe izihlobo, sesifelwe ngabazali, sesifelwe ngabangani. Phezu kwalokho abazali bethu lezihlobo zethu labangani bethu bafa ngegugurawund. Namhlanje sebeqedwa yiyo le gugurawund kaMnangagwa ayiletha indirectly ukuthi abantu bengayiboni.
Hayi, siyakuzwa mamoyo, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo isikhathi esesidliwe ngangoye.
Siyabonga.
Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Caroline Moyo, one of our callers who usually calls us from South Africa. Hayi, yena she highlighted one thing, one central thing, akamthembi. Aiwa, urubende hanzi, I don't trust you. Regaitiele kuna muzware nyati chonzo wakutuwa noti, besi sahamba kumnumzana utawanda besi sikubu hlelo. Manyati, usakone ngtumene?
Ngisakhona.
Awusiningeza amazwi akho okugcina mama njengoba isikhathi sesihliwe mangoya. Hello.
Ngikhalele ukuthi yes, ngikhona baba.
Ngiyakuzwa.
Yeah, ngithi ngikhalele ukuthi at least nga i-economy le ebuyayo, lo imali le ebuyayo ngala iyathuthukisa ama-youth. Ngoba ama-youth vele thangami ahlala esimeni esibucayi.
Hayi, siyabonga manyathi.
Ngemuva sikhande phambili ama-youth ayafekteka ngazo zonke indlela.
Hayi, ngakuzwa manyathi, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Okay, ngiyabonga na.
Right, regai tidzokere kuna mukoma Tawanda topedzawo chirongwa chedu. Vachikosi muchiripo parinare.
Sure.
Right, in I guess 2 minutes, one of the callers that just came in, confidence is on zero when we're talking about confidence in the government, confidence in the money itself, and it seems as though a lot of the comments that I'm reading, confidence is on a zero when we're talking about this new currency. As a young entrepreneur, as someone who's opening something that works along these currencies, what words would you give towards Zimbabweans to ensure that this thing works because it's for the better good of the nation?
So you mean to the government?
Yes. Well, government and the people of Zimbabwe too.
I think to the government, what we would really say is that we need a bit of consistency. Trust is something that you earn. So because right now the government has pretty much lost the trust of the people, which is evident of the fact that people don't trust the system, don't want to put their money into the system, and some of the problems that we have are created as a result of that mistrust. So it's a fact that government should admit that they've lost the trust of the people, and then they then propose ways to say, look, let's be more transparent, let's be more consistent, let's not change policies overnight. You know, let's create a system where people can start to, learn to trust us and to, have, confidence in us again. But you have to work in partnership with the people for you to be able to achieve that. So I think that's an onerous task. The onus is on the government to achieve that. then to the rest of the people or the citizenry, similar to people like myself, there is the situation where we have to think outside the box, learn new skills so that we can survive and thrive, change the way we look at the environment or the way we have been taught to look at
all
the environment,
right,
and then start to adjust so that maybe we can survive a little bit better.
Vachikosi ngubanje yajikanana tinotenda zvikuru. Thank you so much to everybody on ngenileyo kuhlelo isikhathi sesizokumangoi tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi chinobhururuka chinomhara. Zimbabwe muhle anokoneka ine mufaro. Ndini Mike Hove. Bye bye.